Leonard Bernstein comes out on the stage with his usual flair, and then he walks to the orchestra and he taps his baton on the podium, and the music begins. Now, I really mean it. It didn't take more than about 3 bars of music before you heard paper crackling in the hall. It was their lunch bags that they were carrying. So at first it's a little bit here and there. Then more paper started to crackle in the hall. And Leonard Bernstein turns his head, looks at the seniors, and he shakes his head, you know, and like, no. And he turns back to conducting the orchestra. And for a little while it's quiet. And then the crackling starts again. And it's more insistent and it's louder and it's all over the place. And accompanying that crackling is a definite smell of tuna fish. Well, Leonard Bernstein stops the orchestra and he turns around, he comes over to the seniors and he says to them, I know that it's very late. It's 10 o'clock in the morning and you must be very hungry. But you can't eat here. He says, after intermission, you'll take those little bags that you all seem to be carrying and you'll take them into the lobby and you can eat in the lobby. But right now, I would like very much for you to take those little bags and put them underneath your seat. The seniors are embarrassed. They put their little bags underneath the seat. Leonard Bernstein waits and then he goes back to the orchestra and he starts conducting. It's beautiful music, beautiful. Brahms' 4th symphony, and it's played beautifully, and I'm just relaxing, you know, listening to it, when suddenly I hear a commotion in the back of me, and I turn around, and I see one of our old gentlemen. He is getting up. He has to go to the John, and because it's Lincoln Center, he has to be very polite. So he says, excuse me, to every person that he passes. Now, all the other guys, you know, they're about the same age. They know why he got up. So they're triggered by the same impulse. So they all start getting up, and there's a real commotion in the back there. Leonard Bernstein turns around. He sees what's going on. He stops the orchestra. He comes over to the center stage. He says, what's going on? And you could hear he's like angry. Now, the first guy, he's already in the aisle. He turns around and he holds out his hands like saying, I can't help it. You know, that gesture. And Leonard Bernstein, he can't stay angry. And he sees all the other men standing up. And he says, everyone, anyone who has to go to the bathroom, please go now. We'll wait. And the New York Philharmonic waits. And they go out. So when they sit down, Leonard Bernstein comes back to the center stage. And he looks directly at the seniors and he says, good. And then he goes back to the orchestra and he taps his baton and the music starts. And thank God, nothing else happened.